Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're broadcasting live today from the SDPB studios at the University of Sioux Falls. We've got a special treat for you today. It's a midweek moment in sound, the holiday jam with the Hegg Brothers edition. We've crammed as many of them as we could into the studio. The rest are stuck outside waiting in the parking lot. We've already descended into chaos in here. Gentlemen, welcome. We have Jeremy Hegg, John Hegg, Matt Wallace, and Derek Hengeveld with us today.
Good morning.
Jeremy Hegg says hi for everyone. And you're on the road and you've had some weather trouble already. Tell me a little bit about the tour and how you're managing with the December onset.
Well, we had two trips West River already. And it's good to get lucky on those because there's almost always snow happening somewhere this time of year, somewhere in the state. You know what I mean? But we got lucky on those. Now we're just crossing our fingers that our next stretch of the tour, where we hit five towns in 5 days, also doesn't have blizzards or snowstorms like what happened on Monday.
What do you do if you get stuck? What's your plan?
Push. We've had times where we left a lot earlier than we anticipated. There were times where we were on the phone with the concert venue going, are we going to do this?
Right.
And they go, yeah, we should really try. And then we just make it work as best we can.
How many vehicles does it take to get the whole group?
Well, the sound company comes in a couple vehicles, including a semi-truck, you know, that loads the equipment in. But we just bring a 15-passenger van and a trailer.
Wow.
So if we all make it, the good news is if that van makes it, we're all going to be there. The bad news...
Let's get to a song. What are you going to play for us first?
We're joined by Omaha native Matt Wallace on the tenor saxophone. Matt spent years and years performing around the world with Maynard Ferguson in his orchestra. So he's our star. And so we're going to take a star turn on a famous Christmas tune from the Charlie Brown Christmas special. Christmas Time is Here.
Matt Wallace on saxophone there. Thank you so much for that. Matt, can you get to a microphone? Can you tell us a little bit about you've been playing since, what, 13 maybe? Pretty young.
My first professional gig was at 13. I started on the saxophone at 10 and ended up on Maynard Ferguson's band when I was 25. And went to every continent but Antarctica. Apparently there wasn't much call for jazz there.
Yet.
Yeah. I don't think much has changed. Went to 70 countries. You know, it was really an eye-opening experience about the world. And the one thing that always struck me was no matter where I was in the world, the sky looks the same. And I realized that there's a similarity to all of us no matter where we live, that there's a common thread that we don't always realize.
Now, you studied political science as well. So how does music and does your education sort of pair together in your world travels?
I was the student body president, and I was kind of headed towards law school, but I played in the jazz band the whole time. I didn't study any music, but I played in the jazz band every semester I was in school, and it took me 5 years to get through school. And then what I had kind of a strange thing happen. My sister found these adoption documents, and I found out that my mother and father, my biologics, were married traveling road musicians who didn't want to raise a child as a carny. And so for the first time, sort of like an arrow to the heart, I realized why music was always so easy for me. Because wow. I didn't know until then. So from that point, I started working very intensely for about a year and a half. And then I got the Maynard gig, was fortunate enough to get that and, you know, got out.
Were you ever able to reconnect with your parents?
No.
Your biological parents?
The funny thing is my adopted parents always raised me in their heart, so I never felt right. the need. There was never any empty space or any, and apparently I'm not that curious of the type that would run out there and do it, so I'm good with it.
But it was enough affirmation to sort of say, this resonance I feel with jazz comes from somewhere, and that's what I want to pursue.
Well, I never worked on it. It was just always so yeah. easy. It came very naturally, so I didn't think about it or spend that much time with it. And once I found that out, I realized that if I would cheat the gift if I didn't pay attention and kind of bear down and study.
What's it like playing with this group?
Oh, it's like being in a family. Now, slightly dysfunctional, but we do put the funk in that. It's you know what? The thing that's nice, these shows that we do, we literally could do three different shows every time we go out because Jared's written these great arrangements, and now that this is year 9, we have such a wealth of material that we can go in a lot of different directions, and that makes it fun.
Let's bring Jeremy back into the conversation and talk a little bit about this year's holiday jam and what's on deck, because there is such a, as Matt said, such a catalog to work
with. There is. One thing we should say first is we're joined by Allison Nash for the whole tour.
She's
so good. And yeah. so one thing that makes us sound great, we always notice that people go, boy, the band sounded great on that song that Allison sang. And I think what they're saying is, you should have Allison sing every song. You know? So she's back on the tour. I read an article today where somebody listened to all the versions they could find of This Christmas by Donny Hathaway for 48 hours straight so they could discover which one was the best one. Matt, you'll never guess what they picked. They picked Donny Hathaway's version. But we're doing that song, for instance. We're bringing that back this year. We're doing our versions of favorites such as O Holy Night and Silent Night, and also Tannenbaum, the O Christmas Tree song. Also, like What Child Is This? And O Little Town of Bethlehem. Even a couple original things. There will be a mix, like usual, for everyone, we hope.
Other than Allison Nash, what does the audience, and if you're just tuning in, it's the Haig Brothers in the studio. I believe that we're Facebook Live right now, so you can see the antics that are not coming over the radio. I'm not sure if they are aware of that, but go to SDPB's Facebook page to sort of see behind the scenes at the radio studio.
You're not going
to
believe this. The antics are completely unrehearsed.
It's a shock, I know. Well, other than Allison Nash, what does the audience respond to? What do you know for sure?
Like they're going to. Good responses. Yeah. Last year, we had Christian Zamora, who is now living in Charleston, South Carolina, but he was a member of the South Dakota Symphony for years, as a violin feature player. And a lot of people responded very positively to that because it adds just another dimension. And when you do it correctly with a large group, you can make that violin sound like even more. Like you've got a string section or a little orchestra there backing you up. And so that was responded to very positively. And also, I just think people enjoy the variety. We try to take care of all the age groups that are coming to the concert.
Mm. What would you like to play for us next?
I think we have an idea. We might do our version of Silent Night. This is a nice little number. See if I can do it. Here, you stand on this side, John. We're going to make this work with fluorescent lighting and a couple of microphones. Thank you.
silent night, holy night. Shepherds quake at the sight, glory stream.
Thank you. Lovely. Yeah. What a just thank you. It always feels like a gift. It feels like you're just here for me, even though you're here from the state of South Dakota, right? I get a little.
Lori, can you keep a secret?
I can.
We are just here
thank
for you.
Thank you. Tell me about CDs. Those come out every year. How is that working now?
Yeah.
John
Haig. We record most of our shows, and, you know, it's. It just seems like it's a waste to put that much time and effort into getting 10, 11 people together from all across the country and not have some sort of document for it. So we have our first 7 years on actual hardcover discs, and we're trying an experiment this year to see if digital is the way people are going in the future. But 8 CDs so far, one to represent each of the first 8 years. We'll record again this year. It'll be out next year. So the weird thing is you always get last year's CD the following year. You can't get it that night. You know, people get done at the concert like, can I have it? Like, we just did that. It's going to take a little bit of time. But all of the stuff, all of it is available digitally, but we do have hard copies of 1 through 7. But our holidayjam.com and all the iTunes, Amazon, stuff like that, they all have them. So just look for Holiday Jam or Haig Brothers. Usually Haig Brothers gets you there quicker because there's a lot of Holiday Jams.
John, when you listen back to some of those early CDs,
I correct all my stuff. Yes.
I was going more with does it take you back to that moment on stage when something? I mean, because you got to experience the actual, you know, unexpected moment or something went wrong and you had to fix it that maybe doesn't show up on the recording, but does it show up again in your mind?
No, usually they line up quite well because, you know. Sometimes it's a burden because you do this in the season and you're doing it in front of people, and then people get to come up and say how much of a difference it made or that they enjoyed it. And then I go home and spend January through April just going through all the files and picking out stuff. But the moments that I felt on stage tend to come through in the recording. They don't lie.
Yeah.
And they're usually the ones that I can remember that night, like that song almost made me cry or something. That's the one I'm going to start working on first, a version I'll start working on before.
And those transcendent moments do show up on the recording to a certain extent.
There's in the physics of sound, there's an overtone is what it's called. When pitches and stuff line up perfectly, then it starts creating other notes above it that don't exist. But when you're in perfect tune, overtones are created. When you're in perfect rhythm, I kind of consider the idea of groove to be a rhythmic overtone. Uh-huh. And then there's moment overtone where the band just did it all perfectly, it seems like. And I call that glowing moment where you're just like, that's,
even for that one song. That's why we all spent 3 weeks of our lives putting this together.
I want to bring Derek into the conversation. He's going to have to get off the box there. Derek Hengeveld. Yes,
yep,
Hengeveld.
That's right. That's pretty
close. Percussionist.
Yep.
Tell me a little bit about how long you've been with this group. What haven't you done yet that you kind of want them to do?
Well, a lot more percussion songs.
Okay, start there.
So I've been with the group since the beginning. I missed 2 years with the birth of my two sons. So those years I didn't go on tour. But I actually go far pretty back with John and Jeremy. When was it? About 98 maybe?
Night of my 20th birthday.
97.
97?
Yeah.
97. So we go pretty far back.
We're approaching 21 years.
Different groups. You know, we played together with Spooncat.
Right.
Matt, when was the first time we played? Was it with Holiday Jam?
Probably. Radio Specialists.
Oh, yeah. Right. So a lot of different groups. You know, we've been playing together for quite a long time.
How does that, now that, you know, children come into the picture, how does it sort of affect their upbringing to have you doing this, not only with the tour, but what they know about your life's work, really?
Right. So I'm coming up to a pretty exciting time where my son Owen, he's going to come to the show at the Orpheum. I'm pretty excited. I want to see, you know, what his reaction is, if he thinks it's pretty cool,
yeah.
Or if he's like, Dad, that's not very cool.
If he falls asleep.
Right.
He'll think
it's cool.
I'm
excited to see, because he's four. So, you know, I'm excited to see what he thinks about it.
All right. Yeah. We'll hear another song here. I'll let you get set up. We'll go over some of those dates. And December 8th, Holiday Jam with the Hegg Brothers is in Miller. On the 9th, they're in Aberdeen. On the 10th in Huron, on December 11th in Pier, then back to Mitchell on the 12th. On the 15th, they're in Madison, South Dakota, and the 16th and 17th, they wrap up the tour in Sioux Falls. You can find all of it on holidayjam.com, and you can tune in right now to SDPB's Facebook page, because we're broadcasting this not only on your radio, but on Facebook Live. We're making hand signals. We're calling the shot. What's the next song, Jeremy? What do you think?
We're just going to turn Matt loose on an original thing.
Fabulous.
That we do. That's all. It'll be a little bit of a saxophone essay for everyone listening on that radio dial. Thank you.
You're listening to A Midweek Moment in Sound on SDPB Radio. We're talking with Jeremy Haig and John Haig, Matt Wallace, Derek Hengeveld, all from the Holiday Jam with the Haig Brothers. You can find all their concert information and tour dates on holidayjam.com. That's also where you can get CDs. Jeremy, it feels personal because 2 years ago I started this job and Kara Hetland was still in the hosting chair, mm-hmm. and I was standing in the corner, and the Haig Brothers came in, different, configuration, mm-hmm. and I remember sitting back and thinking, what have I gotten myself into? Like, how am I going to do this? And 2 years later, yeah, it's back, and it's
that keeps our streak alive of the people that say that. Those words, as soon as they encounter us, have I gotten myself into?
And now it's one of the things I look forward to the most all 2 years, right? But 5 years from now, I'll be saying the same thing.
You're so kind.
Waiting for Senator John Thune to call. Normally, that's pretty exciting. Now I just think we let it ring and you guys can play another song, right?
Oh, fun.
One last thing. I would like to encourage people, and a lot of people say this because just to hope to get tickets. Is our flagship shows are in Sioux Falls at the Pavilion in the Orpheum, and I'm not lying, there's just not a lot left at either place.
All right.
If you would like to come see us, that's Saturday at the Pavilion on the 16th and Sunday at the Orpheum for Lifescape on the 17th. That's a matinee at 4, and there's not many good seats left, so hopefully you can come and be part of a ruckus in full crowd.
Do not delay. Don't procrastinate purchasing your ticket at this point. Make a decision.
Also, Senator Thune's going to be disappointed with us because we're not going to play The Boys of Summer by Don Henley. Whenever we're at an event and he's there, he usually requests that song. I mean, that's a good song, don't get me wrong, but it's just not suitable for this time of year.
I understand. We have time for another full song. So,
okay, I know what we're going to do then. Let's do Hounds of Winter, Matt. That'd be perfect for this setting. I'm getting up lyrics on my trusty iPad.
You can still see us on Facebook Live on SDPB's Facebook page for a little bit longer.
Mercury falling, I rise up from my bed. Collect my thoughts together, I have to hold my head. It seems that she's gone, and somehow I am pinned by hounds of winter howling in the wind. I walk through the day, my coat around my ears. Look for my companion, I have to dry my tears. It seems that she's gone, leaving me too soon. I'm as dark as December, as cold as the man in the moon. I still see her face, as beautiful as day. It's easy to remember my love that way. All I hear is that lonesome, lonesome sound. Hounds of a winter, they follow me down. Can't make up the fire the way that she could. Spend all my days search for dry wood, board all the windows and close the front door. I can't believe she won't be here anymore. I still see her face, as beautiful as day. Easy to remember. All I hear is that lonesome, lonesome sounds. The hounds of a winter, they follow me down. Oh,
Thank you so much for coming back year after year.
You bet.
And across South Dakota. South Dakota thanks you as well. HolidayJam.com is where you can find music and tickets. Jeremy Haig, John Haig, Matt Wallace on saxophone, Derek Hengeveld on percussion. Thanks so much.
Thank you.